After only a few short weeks, Spin's bright orange electric scooters have been removed from Cache Valley. Spin representatives pulled the scooters from their fleet within an hour of being told that Logan City policy prohibits electronically assisted vehicles on sidewalks.
Maybe when the policy was written, when they said an e-assisted vehicle, they were thinking more like mopeds.
Meg McCarthy, program coordinator for Aggie Blue Bikes.
They haven't caught up to where technology is with active transportation.
McCarthy says the different types of personal vehicles available make it difficult to know what is prohibited in Logan.
The law is kind of murky or just not really clear. It's hard. Things fall through the cracks for sure, and there's so many different organizations and different branches all operating together.
The short launch of scooters showed huge interest, with each scooter getting an average of 5 rides a day, as opposed to the bikes, which were only getting 1 ride a day. The reasons for policy change go beyond recreation.
We need to be aware that technology is changing, and Cache Valley has poor air quality, and anything that we can do to get people to drive less is a good thing.
McCarthy says it will take a group of USU administration, city planners, and sustainability groups working together for this policy to be changed. Reporting from Logan, I'm Breanne Johnson for Utah Public Radio.